Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ag Inspirations, with our mission to inspire farmers to tell their stories, connect people to where their food comes from, and represent the great successes in agriculture. Brought to you today by the American Dairy Coalition, the united voice for America's milk producers, processors, and supply chain committed to growth and expansion through federal dairy policy. Find out more at AmericanDairyCoalition.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. We are joined by Amanda Zalucki. She is from Michigan. She's a farmer there. She grows corn and soybeans, but I think I really wanted to talk to you most, Amanda, because you also write one of the very best blogs. You are in charge of Team Ag. You are one of the very first blogs I ever followed in my entire life, and I love it. You're the farmer's daughter. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Amanda. I'm from Southwest Michigan. For 26 years, my parents had a little roadside stand where we grew all of our own fruits and vegetables. Sold that to the public. We also do corn and soybeans. I went off to college and then decided to go to law school. So I'm now a practicing attorney, although I still live on the farm. And we kind of transitioned to the farm now, so we do mostly corn and soybeans. A couple little side things in our garden, I guess. But and then I also stay involved in agriculture by blogging at thefarmersdaughterusa.com and talking about just issues that are relevant to modern agriculture.
One of the things I know that is near and dear to you is the topic of GMOs, and you've done a lot of blogging about it, but I think what is different about how you approach it is you really have a positive message, and you really try to go to companies who are getting pressure from the public. Can you give us an example?
Yeah, Kellogg. I was a good example. It's actually a company that's right in my backyard here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. They were getting a lot of pressure from some anti-GMO activists. Well, they use a lot of corn, obviously, in their cornflakes. So the activists are trying to get them to remove any kind of GMO corn product from their cereals. And so we started just kind of emailing them, commenting on their website, commenting on their social media accounts, and encouraging them to hold the course, not give in to that pressure. And so far, they haven't done that, and they've been actually pretty supportive of genetically modified crops.
I think another great one was Aunt Millie's as well.
Yeah, so I also, Aunt Millie's from Fort Wayne, Indiana, in my backyard. I noticed that they had a non-GMO label on their bread. And personally, I don't like the non-GMO label because I think it promotes kind of the wrong message. But I was more upset when I went to their website and they just had a terrible description of genetically modified crops and all these supposed dangers that they pose. Probably most shocking though was the photograph, which was a picture of an ear of corn. And some of the kernels were blocked out and they had been replaced with prescription drugs. Completely, completely wrong. And so I contacted the company and I asked them if they would, I first told them that I would no longer be purchasing their products because of that, and I encouraged some of my followers to contact them and tell them the same thing. They agreed to modify their website if I were to give them some suggestions for revision, which I did, and they changed it. Still not as nice as I would like it to be, but it's definitely more accurate, and they got rid of the terrible photograph, so that was definitely a win.
Well, and certainly a great step. You know, so often those of us in agriculture, when a new food company comes out with some new fancy campaign and we don't like it, we tend to attack them because it's personal to all of us and it's our instinct to do so. And you, on the other hand, you just started having a conversation with them like, hey, I don't agree with this and you're not quite right about this. And I'm amazed when I'm part of Team Ag. I get your emails and your updates. And when that came out, I thought, well, there is no possible way that Aunt Millie's is going to look twice at any message that we send to them. Yet they did. And even though it isn't perfect, I think it's still a pretty big win that they were able to listen.
Yeah, I think that's a huge step, is just the fact that they were able to acknowledge that, you know, we did agree with it, and they were willing to listen, and they were willing to consider it. Yeah, not perfect, but still, it was opening that dialogue, opening up that discussion, so that's definitely progress.
What do you think we can do as advocates for agriculture to better counter this anti-agriculture message that we're just bombarded with every day? Because frankly, some days it's really overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, and there's some days that even I'm overwhelmed, and I feel like, you know, what are we making any progress? Are we doing any good? I think the most important thing that we can do, though, I mean, if you can't attend, you know, a March Against Myths rally, can't do those kinds of things that seem really big and really awesome. The easiest thing to do is just to stand up and say something when you're confronted with wrong information about agriculture. You know, it's not always easy to say something to your friends. It's not always easy to correct people or to, you know, even just say, hey, wait a second, I don't think that's actually accurate. It can be really intimidating to do those, to say those things. But, you know, at the end of the day, having those conversations, opening up that dialogue, opening up that discussion, that's so important. Just to have somebody there that says, no, that's not right. Wait a second, there's a different story here. Just that one-on-one conversation with somebody that can spark that person to start looking into it, to get other information, kind of open their mind to it. So I think just as exciting as it is to go to a march or something like that, it's just as important when we come across something against modern agriculture that we say something.
What's the number one anti-agriculture message that you come across the most?
I think probably the anti-GMO message is what I come across the most. And that's, I think, why I end up writing about it as much as I do, just because it's kind of in the public discussion right now, kind of a hot topic. And so it comes up a lot. So yeah, I think that's probably the issue that I hear about. And it also bugs me because we do grow corn and soybeans. It is genetically modified. And so it's more personal to me than, you know, some of the other topics that might come up.
What is the biggest argument that you hear from the anti-GMO people?
The biggest argument is probably just that there hasn't been any testing on genetically modified crops, which, you know, couldn't be farther from the truth. On average, it takes 10 years for the FDA, the USDA, and EPA to review a GMO crop. Millions of dollars is spent in science, research, testing. You know, there's lots of research done on this stuff. I think there's over 2,000 studies that have been done on the GMO crops that are available right now. All of them demonstrate that they pose no greater danger than any other conventional food. So this idea that there hasn't been any testing, the idea that there hasn't been any kind of safety assessment, definitely the most prevalent thing, and I think it's been, you know, repeated so often that people just kind of talking point now, that people just kind of pick up and they repeat it and repeat it and repeat it.
Yes, I see that all of the time. I was also wondering, too, what has been your favorite part that you've experienced since blogging, or a favorite experience that you've had since starting to write as a Farmer's Daughter USA?
I'll say the most entertaining experience that I had was when I got into a little bit of a Twitter war with Fran Drescher from the 90s sitcom The Nanny. she posted a quote-unquote study that her husband had done. It was actually some kind of weird computer model that he had ran that tried to show that soybeans, GMO soybeans, were accumulating formaldehyde. And it's a pretty flawed study, flawed computer model. And I just, she had tweeted this out, and I responded to her and just said, you know, hey, I'm a farmer's daughter. We grow GMO soybeans. I'd love to talk to you more about this. And there's kind of like this tweet war that ensued. She continued to, she got kind of nasty about it and was accusing me of course, being a shill for Monsanto and, you know, sorts of bad things. But it was actually kind of exciting, obviously, to interact with a celebrity, even Fran Drescher.
even if it is The Nanny.
Exactly. I couldn't hear her laugh. So that was good. And also, it was also kind of fun because her status kind of got me, you know, a little bit of recognition for what was happening, and people kind of latched onto the story. So I enjoyed it, even though it was a little, she wasn't very nice.
I think it's great. I believe I recall watching it. It was entertaining for those of us watching as well. What are you most looking forward to in 2016 with Team Ag?
So I'm really excited. We actually, we're going to be teaming up with Ask the Farmers and Ag Chat, and we really want to be proactive this year. So in the past, we've kind of responded when we've seen that some anti-GMO activists or anti-agriculture activists, I guess, have been targeting a company, have been targeting a certain campaign. We've kind of responded to those campaigns by, you know, contacting the company, trying to reinforce our position with them. But this year, we're still hatching out the final details, but we want to be proactive, and we want to actually contact the companies that we know support modern agriculture before anybody gets whiff of them on the activist side. So we're going to team up with a bunch of different bloggers, coming out with some blog posts and organizing between the three groups, Team Ag, Ag Chat, and Ask the Farmers. And yeah, just hopefully contacting these companies before, thanking them for supporting agriculture, and you know, hoping that they'll continue to do so.
What a great idea. Collaboration and proactive work. I love it.
Yeah.
How can people find out more or become a member of Team Ag?
So right now we are completely email-based. So you can go to thefarmersdaughterusa.com. And I have a link right there on the front page. You can just click on that. And at the bottom, there's a way to sign up. Submit your email address, and then you'll be part of Team Ag.
And I think that would be a great thing for everyone listening, because we really need to have this effort of supporting each other, joining together, making our voices louder. I think 2016 is the year to amplify our message. If there ever was one, the time is now. What do you think, Amanda Z?
Right. I completely agree.
Well, I'm glad to partner with you to help spread the pro-agriculture message, and I look forward to seeing what Team Ag does this year with new partnerships and new initiatives. I commend you for all that you are doing, because you are a great advocate for agriculture, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for the support.
So there you have it, folks. Check it out. Team Ag, you need to join. You need to be part of the movement. This is Kim Bremer, Ag Inspirations, reminding you to always smile, be kind, work hard, stay humble, and never stop learning.